Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Levi, Tiki, and Tierney, how are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
We are doing awesome. A lot of respect for your story, which we wanted to tell on the air here. And it certainly starts at home with the relationship with your dad and how much your dad loves Alabama football. But just to put this in the proper perspective for our audience, there are full rides in football, there are recruited walk-ons, and then there are walk-ons. And that was you. You weren't even a recruited walk-on, and you went on to do great things, but it's so much deeper than that. Tell us a little bit about your story, about your dad, about how you got to where you are right now, if you can.
Like you said, I walked on here at Alabama, you know, came out of high school with no offers. I was pretty much done playing football. And my dad kind of convinced me to walk on. You know, he thought I was a great player coming out of high school, and he just didn't want me to be doing football just quite yet. You know, he told me when it's over, it's over. So I went out there and gave it a shot. You know, I got put on scholarship 2 years ago. Started this year and had the best season of my life.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, when you say you had no offers, you mean not even like a mid-major or Division II? Nobody said, hey, Levi, come play. Even if it's Division III, nobody said, come play for us? Nobody?
No, I mean, I had people looking at me.
Yeah.
But no, nothing official.
Wow.
A couple NAIA schools. And then North Dakota State, they were looking at me too.
Okay.
But yeah, like I said, nothing official.
Now, your dad was a big Alabama fan, and he passed away from ALS after your freshman year or during your freshman year. And he's really the catalyst for you going to Alabama and I guess the motivating force behind you pushing through all of this. Now, when you lost him, what was that like emotionally for you away at college and not being able to be there really with him for that loss, that big loss for your family?
I was kind of lost, to be honest. That second semester, I kind of just gave up on school a little bit. Just had no desire to eat, no desire to talk to anybody. You know, stopped going to church for a while. Just kind of kept myself kind of stay quiet. But Coach Saban, you know, he noticed that, and he wanted to do something for me. He got me talking. Tell me about his dad and how his dad had passed away. You know, his stories. You know, I think we and him just connected on that. He became kind of a mentor to me in that aspect. And then just had the organization just around me. It really helped motivate me and get me back to my studies and falling back in love with football.
Yeah, and obviously it led to what ultimately became a national championship run for you. I mean, your stats this year were amazing. 14 pass breakups. And most people don't look at that stat if you don't know football deeply, but that's a big deal. Obviously, 3 interceptions as well. We saw a couple of them here on the network. But what made you evolve into this player? You know what I mean? Because you weren't highly recruited. You weren't the, you know, superstar athlete coming out of high school. How did you achieve so much at, I mean, really the greatest college program over the last decade or two?
Maybe ever.
Yeah.
Like you said, just having the athletes that they have here, it's only going to make you better. You know, just going against some of the top-tier receivers here, I mean, you kind of have no choice to get better or you're going to get looked past and, you know, be underdeveloped the whole time. So, you know, just taking in Coach Saban's, his technique that he taught all of us, and just really trying to master that, it definitely really helped me along the way. Just wanted to be one of the best players to ever come through, not just corner, but one of the best players. So.
We'll talk to Levi Wallace from Alabama, of course, a draft prospect. We'll ask you where you think you might go. We'll get to that in a little bit, but your story is so much more interesting, so powerful. such a motivational tool for a lot of young, not just young athletes, but young people who get dealt some tough cards. When they lose a parent, lose somebody, maybe somebody that, if it was a grandparent that helped raise them. But I want to go back to your story, Levi, about the anecdote that you gave us with Coach Saban here. Because, you know, to us, 2,000 miles away, whatever it is, you know, we parachute in and out of his press conferences, and he just seems robotic, and he almost seems without any real emotion outside of just loving football. But you took the curtain back a little bit, and you kind of present a very different person, one with a heart, and more importantly, one with a sense of the ability to read somebody else's emotions. And I don't think a lot of people know that about Coach Saban. Were you surprised when he opened up about his dad? Because it doesn't seem like he does that very often.
No, I think Coach Saban's very personable as far as just depending on who he's talking to. You know, maybe not out in front of the whole team, but, you know, one-on-one, he definitely gets, wants to be close with his players and you know, connect with them. You know, I think he thinks more than just about football, but building relationships and trying to help people, you know, become better men, just outside of football. So just having him encourage me and push me along the way was definitely a boost.
Yeah, let's jump forward to where you are right now. I mean, you're a little bit away from the draft. What are we, 2 weeks away, 2+ weeks away from the draft?
Seems like 2 years.
I know. It feels like forever until this thing is going to happen. But how are you feeling? How have your workouts been? I know Alabama had a pro day not too long ago. How are you feeling about the prospect of getting to live this dream that all of us wanted to get to? Some of us don't, but some of us do. How do you feel right now?
I feel great. I feel great. You know, like you said, it's taking forever. So it's like we still got another 2 more months. You know, the days are going fast, but in reality, they're still really slow. So I'm kind of anxious, you know, just excited, trying to figure out where I'm going to go and, you know, what the next year of my life is going to be like. But I'm excited. I can't wait for it. You know, pro day went good.
Mm-hmm.
Had a couple private workouts that also went good. But, yeah, like I said, just still stay working out with these guys down here in Alabama. And just waiting for the draft.
Most of the mock drafts have you going on the second day, which means you won't be at the draft. What's the plans? I mean, how does the Levi Wallace crew, how does the Wallace family sit around? Where do you watch the draft? What do you anticipate going through that day, and where will you watch it?
I haven't even decided yet, honestly.
Watch it with us. Come over to Tiki's house.
Yeah, right? I got room.
Is that a...
No,
yeah, go ahead.
I definitely haven't decided yet. You know, me and my mom were just talking about it the other day, trying to figure out if we should have something here in Tuscaloosa or North Carolina where she's at.
Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, Levi, was a star in the NFL. Certain players are just blessed with great talent, and it comes easy. Others are blessed with great talent, and they don't really fully develop. Maybe they don't love the game. Others earn literally everything that they have. And it seems like you are somebody that falls into that category. I'm not saying you're not talented. I'm not saying that at all. But you have had a scrap and fight. And I've got great confidence that characteristic is going to shine through and carry you through, hopefully, a really long NFL career. Really, really good to have you on the show.
Thank you so much. Thank you guys for having me.
Hey, be good, Levi, and be blessed. Good luck, man.
There you go.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.